This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. A fuel depot was ablaze at one of Russia's main logistics hubs for its Ukraine war effort on Friday after what Moscow described as a cross-border air raid by Ukrainian helicopters, the first of its kind in the five-week war. Ukraine said it would neither confirm nor deny responsibility for the huge fire at the fuel depot in Belgorod, a Russian city near the border of eastern Ukraine. Inside Ukraine, Ukrainian forces were moving into territory abandoned by withdrawing Russian troops in the north as peace talks resumed on Friday. China is accusing the United States of instigating the war in Ukraine and criticizes NATO. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Beijing says NATO should have been disbanded following the breakup of the Soviet Union. A Chinese foreign ministry spokesperson says the U.S. has led NATO to engage in five rounds of eastward expansion in the last two decades, adding the number of NATO members has increased from 16 to 30 as the alliance has moved eastward toward the Russian border. While China says it's not taking sides in the Ukraine conflict, it's declared a no-limits partnership with Moscow and has refused to condemn the invasion. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A Russian threat to cut off gas supplies to Europe unless buyers paid with rubles by Friday was delayed for now, with Moscow saying it would not halt supplies until new payments are due later in April. After failing to capture a single major Ukrainian city in 5 weeks of war, Russia says it's pulling back from northern Ukraine and shifting its focus to the southeast. Find more on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. UN peacekeepers in Mali have deployed to the northeast border with Burkina Faso and Niger after reports of civilians being massacred. Annie Risenberg reports from Bamako.
The UN says Mali's UN peacekeeping mission, MINUSMA, has deployed forces to Mali's northern tri-border area amid increasing insecurity. A UN statement to the media released Thursday says that attacks by armed terrorist groups have had a devastating impact on the already distressed civilian population and have resulted in dozens of deaths. Reports on social networks have circulated in recent weeks claiming that hundreds of civilians have been killed by Islamic State-affiliated extremist groups in the Meneka and Gao regions of Mali in the country's northeast. Mali's northeast border area with Burkina Faso and Niger has been plagued by increasing insecurity in recent years. In August of 2021, more than 50 civilians were massacred in villages in the area. The Malian army said in a March 15th press release that it had conducted airstrikes in the Meneka region following terrorist attacks against the population. An alliance of Tuareg nationalist groups claims that following the killings, the Malian army detained and executed 17 civilians in the town of Ansongo, Mali. The Malian army published a press release this week saying it is aware of and investigating accusations of abuse. Human Rights Watch published a report in March that says the Malian army and armed Islamists both have killed more than 100 civilians since December. Annie Risenberg for VOA News, Bamako, Mali.
Yemen's warring sides have accepted a two-month truce starting with the Muslim holy month of Ramadan, the UN envoy to Yemen said Friday. The envoy, Hans Grunberg, announced the agreement from Amman, Jordan, after meeting separately with both sides in the country's brutal civil war in recent days. He said he hoped the truce would be renewed after 2 months. The agreement comes after a significant escalation in recent weeks that saw several attacks by Yemen's Houthi rebels across the country's borders to the United Arab Emirates and Saudi Arabia. The truce is set to start on Saturday, the first day of Ramadan. Will also allow for shipments of fuel to arrive to Yemen and for passenger flights to resume from airports. The agreement came after the Saudi-led coalition, which has been battling the Houthis in Yemen since 2015, began observing a unilateral ceasefire on Wednesday, an offer that was rejected by the rebels. Recapping our top story, a fuel depot was ablaze at one of Russia's main logistics hubs for its Ukraine war effort on Friday, after what Moscow described as a cross-border air raid by Ukrainian helicopters, the first of its kind in the five-week war. Ukraine said it would neither confirm nor deny responsibility. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.